Ladies and gentlemen, tonight's guest narrator has lived in the Chattanooga area and has been a news anchor for WRCB Television, Channel 3 News, for over 28 years. Would you join me in welcoming Cindy Sexton to the stage this evening?
Thank you so much. It's my delight to be here and to be a part of this program. I'm hoping you might have a tissue handy and you might be prepared for some goosebumps, because this evening is going to be filled with some incredible music and an incredible message, the one we've all heard so many times, but perhaps never presented quite in this way. So be prepared for, most of all, a blessing as we worship through music and the words from the scripture that tell the greatest story of all. And it came to pass that the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee named Nazareth. He came to a virgin named Mary, who was betrothed to Joseph of the house of David. And the angel said, "The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." And Mary was troubled at the sight of him and by his words. And the angel said to her, "Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you shall conceive and bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus." And there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and all went to be enrolled, everyone, to the city of his birth. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth to Judea, and into Bethlehem, the city of David. He took Mary with him, she being at the time great with child, While they were there, Mary brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
Christ was born.
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." Herod privately called the wise men and inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search for the young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also." And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. The star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And like the shepherds and kings of more than 2,000 years ago, we gather here to honor the birth of the Son of God. We follow in the footsteps of those first witnesses who spread the word of the Savior's birth. And we pause to remember the child with his eternal promise of goodness and light.
Thank you.
About 200 years ago, in a very small church in Austria, the organist, Franz Gruber, came to Joseph Moore, the priest, and said, "The organ is broken, and we will have no music for Christmas Eve." Later in the day, Father Joseph made his rounds in the parish, and he visited one home where a baby had just been born. It prompted him to begin thinking about the birth of the baby Jesus. He was so inspired that he wrote a poem, and he went back to the church to find Franz. He told Franz, "If we can't have the old organ, maybe we can have a new song. I've written a poem, and you can play the guitar." Franz said, "Father Joseph, I only know 3 chords. Well, Franz hummed and strummed, and soon he had composed one of the most beautiful and beloved of all Christmas carols. He was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. Until he was 30, he worked in a carpenter shop, and then for 3 years, he was an itinerant preacher. He wrote no books. He held no office. He never owned a home. He was never in a big city. He never traveled 200 miles from the place he was born. He never did any of the things that usually accompany greatness. The authorities condemned his teachings. His friends deserted him. One betrayed him to his enemies for a paltry sum. One denied him. He went through the mockery of a trial. He was nailed to a cross between 2 thieves. While he was dying, his executioners gambled for the only piece of property he owned on earth, his coat. When he was dead, he was taken down and placed in a borrowed grave. 20 centuries have come and gone, yet today he is the crowning glory of the human race, the adored leader of hundreds of millions of the earth's inhabitants. All the armies that ever marched, and all the navies that were ever assembled, and all the parliaments that ever sat, and all the rulers that ever reigned combined have not affected the life of man upon this earth so profoundly as that one solitary life. A child is born. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.